Good morning, my sweet. Looks like you really should have followed your friend's advice. See, this forest is my territory, and you wandered into my hunting grounds. So, what's your name, little one? Cute. Don't move, or I'll gut you like a fish. Don't struggle so much. It's irritating. Do you have any idea how much stronger than you I am? I may seem kinda small, but I assure you, I could tear you apart like a wishbone. So, what's it gonna be? An untimely death, or ultimate pleasure? Yes, you heard me right. You may be my prey, but I don't have to kill you, human. That's right. And I just so happen to have the perfect strategy to make sure you keep quiet about my existence. I can't have you running about telling everyone inside about vampires now, can I? I'll keep it simple for you. You have but two choices. One, you can refuse my terms and I will kill you. Or two, you can relax and let me feed off of you and I will let you live. As long as you keep it our little secret. So, which will it be? Good choice. And don't worry, I'm a woman of my word. Vampire's code of honor and all that. You look nervous. Don't worry. Have you ever heard of the phrase charm of the vampire? Well, to put it bluntly, I can help you relax. If that's what you want. Just lay down. Good girl. Look into my eyes. You have very soft hair. And such beautiful calves, too. I'm glad I caught such a nice specimen tonight. Just focus on my face. Lay back. Let your body sink lower and lower, deeper and deeper, becoming even more relaxed each second, even more relaxed than you thought was even possible, and yet still increasing steadily. Good girl. Wasn't so hard, was it? Just try not to stare into my eyes too much. They can be a bit fixating for humans, let's say. Now, I'm going to bite you. Right here. This section of neck. Here is where your jugular veins are. And they run down each side of your neck. Like this. Right here. All the way down to here. And next to them are your carotid arteries. Did you notice? My saliva has numbed the area. Somewhat. But you may feel a little pinch. See your nipples through your shirt. Did they get hard from my touch? Was it from having your neck teased? Or perhaps you're a masochist who enjoys the sensation of me biting you? Such a strong reaction to me running my fingers over them. Are you really that aroused? Does the fabric feel good against your chest? I must admit, even though you're a human, you do have a certain allure about you. I'm finding myself aroused as well. Your cute sounds as I bit into you. The smell of blood. Your body twitching beneath me and grabbing at my clothes. That pleading look in your eye. Yes, yes, I'm well aware you're a woman. I have a fondness for both sexes, you see. So stop whining. I can tell you want this as well. You're so wet and willing, relaxed from the anesthetic, and enthralled by my charms. My hypnotic toxins working their way through your bloodstream and into your very mind. Is there anything better than that? Feel my hand going down, past your stomach, and under your clothes. What a sweet moan. Don't hold back, sweetie. Let all that pleasure I'm giving you come spilling out of your mouth. Let me hear your cute voice submit to me. I wonder, do you touch this yourself? You seem very accustomed to this, and very sensitive too. Such a lustful girl, letting a stranger's finger stroke your wet pussy. Is your neck still sore? You like a bit of pain, don't you? And every time I kiss you there, you feel that sharp pain coming after the waves of pleasure. And you make the sweetest noises. Maybe I should bite you again? Give me your wrist. Does that feel good? You're getting so much attention today. Your neck, your wrist, and your cute little pussy. Every time I rub this side of your clit, you twitch. So cute. Maybe I should keep you as my permanent food source and occasional toy. He keeps staring at my chest. You can touch. Just use your free hand. I'm using this one. You taste so good. So good. I can feel your pulse through your wrist and through your throbbing pussy. Oh, God. Yes. You're being such a good girl for me. Such a lascivious slut. Letting a monster play with your pussy. Just because I happen to be attractive. And your lecherous pussy is about to come from my touch. Is the pain from your wrist and neck holding you back from coming? Or could it be that the pain is actually spurring you on? Kiss me. Filthy girl, about to climax with my hand on your clit. My fingers occasionally slipping inside you. They're grazing against that sensitive spot and pushing you even closer and closer to orgasm. I want you to climax with my fingers inside you. My teeth on your willing throat. Your blood on my tongue. Yes. Good girl. Oh. Don't sit up. You'll be lightheaded. Don't worry. The coagulant from my fangs should start working soon. And, here. Just drink. That's a secret. It's just vampire etiquette. It should help counteract the blood loss. Don't worry. You can lean against me for a while. Just let me know when you can stand. Then I'll use that magic circle to send you home. And, by the way, if you're ever in my forest again, don't be surprised if I pay you another visit.